possible to convince you of the reality of what has clearly been accomplished through your willingness, while you believe you must understand it or else it's not real. I cannot convince you of the good you have done through your willingness as long as you believe that you have to always understand something or else it's not real. God is telling us, I can show you everything I'm talking about, but I can't show it to you as long as you keep believing, unless you understand something that couldn't possibly be true. So as long as you believe that unless you understand everything you're told, it can't possibly be true, then God or love cannot show you all the good that's been already accomplished through your willingness that you deserve. I'll say it one more time so I can make sure I got this. For me, it's impossible, Earl, to convince you of the reality of what's clearly been accomplished through your willingness while you believe you must understand it or else it's not real. I mean, how can faith in reality and truth be yours while you have been on making it unreal? In other words, I'm trying to have faith in this truth and I'm studying it, but I'm also spending all my time trying to make it untrue. I'm listening from the perspective of, that's not true, that's not true. That's not true. That couldn't be true. I'm bent on making what I'm hearing unreal. So how can my faith in it be real when I'm spending all my time trying to make it unreal? How am I going to ever believe in the truth that I'm the one who's trying to make it unreal? How are you going to ever believe in the truth that you are the one or I'm the one that's bent on finding the flaws in it every possible way I can? And are you really safer in maintaining the reality of the illusions than you would be in joyously accepting the truth for what it is and giving thanks for it? I mean, are you really safer in maintaining your point of view and the results of your point of view than you would be in joyously accepting the truth for what it is and giving thanks for it? Are you really safer keeping your point of view that has brought you what you are experiencing right now than you would probably be trying to joyously accept the truth that you are not alone? You would not intrude the past upon your guest because you've invited the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is here. You need do nothing except not to interfere. It's like there have been times in my life I say, God, Spirit, please come, reveal yourself, help me. Right? I didn't expect it to show up. Okay. Then it shows up and it says, look here, I can get you out of the situation that you think you're in, but I certainly can't show you the things that you are. Yeah, because love has been done through you. Healing has been done through you. Beautiful things, they've been done through you, even though you don't even understand how to do them. You're doing good stuff that you don't even understand how to do. But right now, you're not giving yourself the joy of your accomplishments because you think unless you understand how it's happening, it couldn't be real. So if God's going to communicate to us and say, well, you got to learn another language, because I don't communicate in fear. I don't specialize in lack. I don't specialize in attack and sickness. So I'm going to talk to you, but don't have to talk to me in my language. Now, if you want to hear my language, the first thing you need to understand is things can be great for you even when you think they're not. Just because you don't believe that what I'm saying doesn't make it untrue. It's impossible to convince you of the reality of what's been clearly accomplished through your willingness while you believe that you must understand that else is not real. And how can your faith in reality ever become real when every time I tell you about what reality is like, you try to make it a lie? Now, are you safer in maintaining the way you've been looking at things with the results it's been giving you than you would be in joyously accepting the truth that you're not alone and that things can change for you and give thanks for hearing that? Honor the truth that's been given you. Be glad you don't understand it. It's not something for you to understand. Why? You don't have to add that to trying to learn how to program the VCR or something. You know what I'm saying? It's something else for you to understand. Now, as I talk and as I share, you don't have to believe these ideas. You don't have to welcome these ideas. Some of these ideas you may actually resist. Some of the stuff you may find to be quite startling. If you use it, you will see that it works. And that's the only instructions I can give about this class. Because I'm not teaching anymore. I'm reminding. And so since there's nothing for you to learn, then I'm just reminding you of what you already know. You know, it's like going to a mechanic and you need an oil change, and they basically say you can either pay me now or pay me later. Because sooner or later you're going to have it done. You know, you can either accept the fact that you've had enormously incredible accomplishments of helping people and bringing love into people's lives throughout your life that you don't know about. And the reason why you don't know about it is that you're bent on making that idea unreal by focusing on your lacks in some way. The Spirit is saying to us, well, as long as you believe that unless you understand that it can't be real, then I can't show you the good that you've accomplished and allow you to get the benefit of all your good. The Spirit is just talking to us straight up, saying, let me tell you what the deal is. This is just a fact. There's no point in getting upset at a fact, because it's just a fact. The fact is, as long as you believe, you got to understand everything before you let it work. I can't show you the good that you're already creating for yourself through your own willingness, because you've been willing to share love in your life. It's like when people look back through the past, they're devoting their attention to like a record of everything they did wrong. Yeah. As if their past wasn't full of good, cool stuff that they have given and they have received.
Yeah.
You know, it's like devoting yourself to an imaginary history book that's dedicated to all your screw-ups. And here's the history of them. Chapter 6, that was my prom night. you know, my little history book of hell, right? Everybody got a history book of hell, you know, and when they want to feel bad, they pull it out, right? So to speak. Now, see, it's impossible to convince you of the reality of what's been clearing the coffee through your willingness. Why I used to leave, you must understand or else it's not real. Now, honor the truth that's been given you. Be glad you don't understand it. 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 Be glad you do not understand it. Be glad you do not understand it. Because miracles are natural for the one who speaks for God. Healing is natural for the one who speaks for love. A healing is natural. That's a miracle. It's a healing. It's a real healing. Do you know what a real healing is? A real healing is a healing that only needs to be done once. Wow. There's no such thing as being repeatedly healed of something you've been healed of. Okay? That's how you know you really haven't got in touch with the real cause of the problem, is that you still have to keep dealing with it in different forms. We get caught up in the form it comes in, instead of realizing that this is one problem that's taking a lot of different forms. So, for the Holy Spirit test, you know what the Holy Spirit is? It's the something in you that does know. You know when they say that about, there's something in you that does know. There's something in you that does know how to love. There's something in you that does know how to create. There's something in you that does know how to completely transform your life into the bliss and ecstasy you've always dreamed of. You don't understand how to do it. And as long as you think you need to understand how it can happen, you slow down the process by making the game be one where you're trying to find the flaw in what or who is trying to help you. And that's you being bent on making the answer you've been praying for be unreal. Oh, we do it. But I'm here to tell you that it didn't succeed. Okay? It didn't succeed. You're still hallucinating. Okay? You've been pulled out of the burning building, but you're still seeing the fire. You're hallucinating. You've been saved. You know, but prisoners starved and emaciated and people been on the desert for weeks and weeks and weeks. They don't jump up for joy as soon as they get rescued. They kind of lay there, thanks. You know, and that's kind of like the way I see us. It's like the Spirit tells us the most incredibly loving things, and we go. See, we starved and emaciated. This is not Katrina. You were rescued.